prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 20 April 2021. Just you and I tonight. I had a guest for tonight. We were going to talk to Melody Seastrom of Discount Gold and Silver, but she'll be with us tomorrow night. And folks, I would tell you this right off the top of the bat, what's on my mind. Melody Seastrom is someone you might want to talk to. I promise you this lady will do her best to guide you in the right direction to plan something for your financial future. You give her a call and tell her I sent you over. And the reason I say that is she pays for a shortwave time. And she would probably pay for it whether we could help her or not, but that's not the point. I do want to help her. She's an honorable person to work with. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I think I'd do that, seriously. Instead, just you and I tonight, I'm going to be taking phone calls just in a few minutes because I want to see how many calls people like to make tonight to share their thoughts, their opinions, give a testimony, whatever, because I don't very seldom ever get to do this by myself anymore. Just doing three programs a week, we stay pretty busy. We already got lineups clearing the next month. The 5th of next month, we're going to have Pastor Pulaski from Canada, one that run the people out of his church. He's going to be with us. So we're planning great broadcasts in the future. So it's very few times I get to be with you, just you and I. And I want you to feel free tonight to call and give your opinion, share your thoughts, ask a prayer request, whatever. And speaking of prayer requests, I have two of them tonight, one for Barry. Barry is our webmaster. Does an excellent job. Barry's pulse rate went up to over 200 beats a minute. They got it back down again, obviously, and he's home now. So keep bearing your prayers, please. And also, lady named Margaret. I talked to her today. Such a sweet lady. She's having some health problems, and I just want to put her on a prayer request tonight. She's a fine, fine lady. Knows where she's going. She'll leave this world. But I'd like to see her stay a little longer with us, and just pray the Lord to touch her body, please. As I already told you, we have a new number now to listen to Bible studies on. This weekend, although we're not going to have a regular Bible study, Phil Hudock, our producer, is going to be running some videos that you might want to see, along with some commentaries he's going to add to it, I'm sure. The number we now have is so easy. No IDs to punch in, no nothing. Just dial the number and go straight through to the Bible studies. And here it is. You ready? 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. Phil will be there this coming Saturday. I don't know if it's going to be 10:30, 11:30. I don't know for sure which. Just call in and see if he's there live or not. You'll find it real quickly. Of course, you can watch him on live stream by going to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com and find live stream. And folks, PastorButch.com is growing every day with tons of new stories and information. If you want to know what's going on with the COVID, if you want to know how it's been hyped up and we've been faked into this so-called disaster, this so-called pandemic, look under health news, look under the news headlines, find health news or COVID hoax. You'll see them in there. Just check out the headlines and what's being said under the headlines. I think you'll be greatly pleased that you looked at our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. And don't forget, we're still offering the 2-for-1 with Tranquil and REM sleep. You can buy 2-of-1 or mix buy 1 of each for $38.95 as long as the sale goes on. And I expect it's going to go on at the end of the month. So get them while you can, folks. Two great products. I have, quite honestly, I never used a Tranquil. I don't have much trouble staying calm during the day. But nighttime, sometimes the brain doesn't want to shut down. And the REM sleep does not make you sleep. It allows you to sleep. It calms your body and your mind down. And we have both of them here, except if you want them. And the 62-page on why I use King James Bible. And it's actually entitled Attacking the KJV. 62 pages of information that I know you're going to find interesting. And folks, I say this from the bottom of my heart. I've been preaching for 40 years. Been pastoring at least 35 of those years. Been on a worldwide radio broadcast for over 28 years. I've looked at a lot of different so-called Bibles. Nothing has come close to the King James of being accurate. Now, you have the King James Bible, a Strong's Concordance, very, very essential, and also an 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary, which we have available here at the ministry. The Concordance we don't, the dictionary we do. They were on sale, last month. They're no longer on sale because they had to buy a new one at the regular price. But the dictionary is so important to understand the scriptures because it gives you the English word and what it really means. But the 62-page report, $15 delivered to your doors. And we still have some Berkey's left. There can't be many of them left. We were told from New Millennium that they were getting very low very quickly. Folks, I cannot tell you how important it is to have clean drinking water and have it something here to back up in case something does go wrong with your water. And for about less than $300 or thereabouts, you can have purified drinking water for you and your family. It's not worth that much to guarantee that, to have that. They're available here at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I hope that you'll get one for you and your family. I truly do. Now, I'm going to share a couple of headlines with you. Then I'm going to take phone calls in a little bit. Then I'm going to share some scriptures with you and some thoughts, if you don't mind. But I'm going to share with you a couple of headlines I think you'll find interesting. Not good headlines, but they're headlines nonetheless. Taxpayers must now fund trafficking of baby body parts. Again, taxpayers must now fund trafficking of baby body parts. The National Institutes of Health announced that the Department of Health and Human Services has reversed a policy put in place under President Donald Trump that halted all NIH-funded research using aborted fecal tissue. The Biden administration will now force taxpayers to fund the trafficking of aborted baby body parts. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't it make you feel good to live in a free country? One that sings God Bless America like a bunch of hypocrites. And in New York State, a parent is suing to overturn the New York law to allow them to marry their own child. A parent in New York wants to marry their own child and has filed a lawsuit to overturn current laws in place that prohibit the incestuous practice in the name of individual autonomy. And the folks, before going further, think about this. We've tolerated all other kinds of sexual perversion, homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, and now on South Park, it's on our website, PastorButch.com. Look under moral news. Look at the cartoon show South Park, where the pedophiles meet the NAMDA meet, and they talk about their young lovers. Oh, it's on there. So watch the surprises that a parent wants to marry a child. According to the report, the parent is wishing to remain anonymous because the request is an action that a large segment of society views as morally, socially, and biologically repugnant, according to the report in court papers. Through the enduring bond of marriage, two persons, whatever relationship they may otherwise have with one another, can find a greater level of expression, intimacy, and spiritually according to the parent in the Manhattan federal court filed April 1st. Oh my, folks, this is what we are seeing happen in America today. And it greatly, greatly troubles me. My grandson drove 21 hours to come visit me and his grandma and I for 4 days. 2 days driving out and 2 days driving back and 4 days here. He's 20 years old, just turned 20 this week. He drove that distance to come spend a few days here with Marcia Jean and I. And he's 20 years old, like I said. He sees a lot of this stuff happening. It's bothering him. My grandchildren, and now my great-grandchild is on the way, be here in October, a little boy, on the way, is going to face this only worse. You know, if we would read the scriptures and understand what it says to us, I think we could see a turnaround in a lot of things if people would just stand and do what the scriptures tell us to do. In John chapter 8, Christ said, he said, I am the light of the world. Christ said, I'm the light of the world. But then Christ left. He said, I'm now transferring that responsibility to you. I want you to mirror my light into the world. Matthew chapter 5, we're told that we're now the light of the world. Now folks, if we're the light of the world, and society is full of darkness, who's to blame? As the church goes, so goes society. Right here in the local community of Nettie, West Virginia, the local Methodist church, Mount Zion Methodist Church, split over sodomy. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The church here in the local area decided they're going to let sodomites and perverts into the church. Some people left and started another church a few miles from here called Mountain View Church, and God bless them for that. But you see, if a church tolerates it, the world embraces it, and then soon the church embraces also. So if the society is darkened, guess who turned the light off? In Matthew 5, Christ said, ye are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. If the church are putting out the light of the gospel of Christ and the kingdom of Christ, our nation will still be a light on a hill to the whole world. Not to come and sponge off of, not come in and help pervert and become welfare bums, but they'll be coming here because they saw something different in America. You will hear coming up on the 5th next month from Pastor Pulaski and how he left Poland and how he got to where he is and why he left Poland. Folks, America was the last little bit of hope in this whole world for a moral society with some freedom attached to it. But he said, he goes on and says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Christ said, let the world see your good works. Not your compromise with sin, not your church full of adultery and fornication and lying and stealing and everything else. No, no. Let them see your good works so they'll glorify your Father in heaven. Now listen to the next verse because it all ties together, folks. He's talking about the church being the light of the world. And in the same chapter, the very next verse, he says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. The church was left here to teach the commandments of God. Matthew 28, last few verses. We're left here to disciple the nations. Left here to teach them whatever he commanded. And the church themselves are lawbreakers. We've become an antinomian organization. And we're no longer a church. We're a 501c3 organization. We have become a lawbreaking, grace-glutted church. We've used grace now for an excuse to sin for so long that grace has been withdrawn from a lot of churches today, folks. They crossed the line and they're not coming back. They're not coming back. You can do injustice to grace. Hebrews 10, read the last few verses in 26 on down. Read them. You can do disgrace to grace. But we are to be here to spread the gospel and also teach the laws of God. We're told that none of these laws are going to pass away. We're here to teach more moral laws. I'm not going to get into the ceremonial laws. We no longer slaughter animals. We no longer have to put on all the outfit of the high priest to go into the Holy of Holies. Christ did that for us. But the laws of moral decency, of moral standards, are still in place. They're being ignored. And people say, well, Pastor, what can I do? What can one person do? Well, if I don't care if you're one or 20 in your organization. If you have one person, you lead. Many will follow. Let me tell you how I know that. I've never yet been really confronted about not wearing a mask. So far in our little state, there's a mandate, but a lot of them ignored it, but most of them didn't, though. They went along with it. But I've never been confronted by any business or anywhere else I went into about not wearing a mask. And sometimes I'll go into a business and they'll put a mask on when I go in. I look at them and say, you don't have to wear that in front of me. I know it's a nuisance and you don't need it in front of me. It's useless. And they will thank me. A lot of them will thank, not all of them, but a lot of them will thank me for saying that. They'll take the mask off. See, I had the courage to lead a little bit and they followed. If we would all do that and just have one person follow, we could double the number in a matter of no time. You know, a guy named Francis Schaeffer said this many years ago. There are times in which anyone with a shred of moral principle should be profoundly angry. He said, we live in such times. And folks, we do. The immorality we're seeing spreading everywhere is absolutely unthinkable. It's almost a disgrace to even talk about. But it's here. When you have a woman that wants to marry her son and make a law, and I'm almost certain it'll pass. I'm almost certain they'll get it done. Why not? Why shouldn't they? It's no more perverted than two men sleeping together, or two women. It's no more perverted than that. And, of course, we already have bestiality in some states, including here in West Virginia. Bestiality is not against the law. In a lot of places, they're going to legalize in the very near future. Pedophilia has been taught now on South Park cartoon on TV. Who cares, right? But Einstein said, the world's a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. And who was put here, folks, to make the difference? You and I were. I don't understand it at all. I don't realize. It's beyond my comprehension to understand how great our God is. And how much authority he has given us in his name to stand against evil. Pastor Butch Paul is so far from being anywhere near a perfect man. I'm embarrassed to even sometimes consider myself a Christian, but I am. By his grace and mercy, I am. Because he said I am, I am. But I'm not perfect. But I do know that certain moral principles should be repugnant to any normal individual. Whether you're Christian or not, folks, these things should be repugnant to any moral individual. Any moral, as Schaeffer said, anyone with a shred of moral principle should be angry. And we should be. Why aren't we? Why? There's no shame in being angry, folks. There's no shame in being angry at all. I'm angry with that Maxine Waters, that woman with an IQ about probably minus 10, and what she's doing, and Pelosi backing her up. Folks, we're being led by witches. Now, I want to say this just as clear as I can say it. You get angry, you get angry. That's just the way it is. The scriptures tell us in Timothy that women are not to have usurp authority of man. They're not to be leaders in the household, in the churches, or in civil authority. They're not being as leaders. No, I'm sorry. I didn't say they couldn't work there, but not as leaders. I don't have to like it. I really don't care. But when men become soft and effeminate, women will take over. That's just the way it is. They've done it. There's no point in saying anything differently. They've done it. You know, I read a quote the other day that, now I don't want to make this into a quote-a-thon, so to speak, but Aristotle said something along these lines: masculine republics decline into feminine democracies and then into despotism. The men become effeminate. And if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, you'll find out the effeminate man. That's not homosexuals. That's the very next thing mentioned in that verse. Effeminate, soft, womanish men are going to hell. America is full of effeminate men. So understand that. And Dante once said, the hottest place in hell are reserved for those who in times of great moral crisis maintain their neutrality. Folks, to be neutral, knowing the truth of God's word, to be neutral in this kingdom is to be damned to hell. You cannot be neutral in this battle. You're either for Christ or you're against Christ. John Adams said, the church is a moral compass of society. The church is a moral compass of society. If the church is a moral compass of society and they're embracing homosexuality and abortion and adultery, and you say, what's adultery? Being double married. Oh yeah, I didn't make it up. Christ said that. I didn't. Yeah. I mean, adultery is still the same as well before. To divorce a spouse and marry another is adultery. Until they're dead, you're married. That's Bible and I can prove it. But I'm just telling you the way it is. Now, if you do things in ignorance, ignorance sin is forgivable, but intentional sin, according to Hebrews chapter 10, is not forgivable without repentance and turn away from it. That's just the way it is. So, you see, I know I'm saying things tonight that upset people. I don't mean to upset you. I'm telling you the truth. You and I were given this possibility to be light and salt in a world that needs preserving. And our children are paying a price because we haven't done it. Old-time preacher Jonathan Edwards said one time, the only way we can know whether we are sinning is by knowing His moral law. If we know God's moral law, then we know what sin is. No, it's not complicated. No, it's not complicated. We make complicated because we want to be able to excuse our own blindness, our own willful ignorance, our own sin. That's what people do. We justify our lives by trying to change the Word of God to fit our own life, our own standards, don't we? And you stop and think about this a minute. The church has become so compromised in the Word of God with every manner of sin, including just mentioned adultery in the church. Did you know that the divorce rate in that so-called church is as high as it is in the world today, and out in the secular world? The divorce rate in the church is as high as it is in the secular world. Why should these people respect the church? What light have we shown them on moral living? You know, today, and I praise God for this, made March and I's 50th anniversary of our first date. 50 years ago today, I just got out of the military, and I called her up one night to ask her out. She was still in school. I just got out of the military myself. And we went to get a milkshake after Mom said she could. We went over to Summerville, not too far from where we live. We had a little place where it's a little dairyette type thing, and it's closed now, but it was there then. We got a milkshake. That's been 50 years ago today. 7 months to the day later, we were married. November 20th. And we've been blessed ever since. Oh, we've had ups and downs. We've had loud arguments. We're just people, too. But we made a commitment, not just to each other, but to God Almighty. We'll make this marriage work. And I cannot tell you how blessed we have been, or how blessed I have been for sure, to have helped me, to stood beside me through everything I've been called to do. See, that's called moral discipline in the eyes of God. Either one of us could have cheated on the other one. That's not hard to do, folks. Any man can find a whore to sleep with. Any woman that wants to be a whore can find a man to sleep with her. That's not hard to do. That's the way it's real easy. It's not hard. It's not hard for a man to find 4 or 5 different women a month. No, they're out there. And vice versa for the women. It's not hard. What's really hard is keeping one woman happy, content, and satisfied all their lives. And that's only hard because we look at it as being a chore when it's not. Loving my wife has never been a chore for me. I've been times to be mad at her, but I still loved her. And all the laws in God's word and all the laws in man's civil laws did not keep me faithful to her. The love I had for my God and for her did. Understand this. Law doesn't do it. The love of God does it. We have to understand, folks, that we are to make a difference here. That's why we're here. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the preacher that was in Germany, of course, when Hitler took over, made a statement that's been so powerful. Now listen to what I said. Now listen, please. And I'm saying this not because I care for you. If you're being silent, if you're not speaking up against the evils, you're part of the evil. If you're too cowardly to speak against what's going on, you're denying Christ before men. And Matthew 10 said, he'll deny before his Father. Bonhoeffer said this, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. That surely fits us better today than any other time in history in this country. Surely it does. Almost 100 million aborted, murdered children will testify to this. Not to mention the raunchy lives that a lot of young people live in today. I was informed this past week in Bible study. Yeah, some of y'all probably heard if you listen to Bible study that 40% of the children in the school where Phil is working right now are not living with their parents. Who knows? Grandmas, uncles, aunts, I don't know. And those who are at home, one of the parents are either are in jail, or one or both of them on drugs or drinking. That's the price we're paying for the church losing its testimony in a world that is in desperate need of the light of God, the light of the Word of God, the light of Christ, the teaching of His laws and commandments, and the enforcing of His laws and commandments in a nation, in a world that needs it. We're going to take phone calls, folks. Like I said, I want to hear from you. I want your testimony. I want you to call in and share your mind tonight. I want you to know that tonight you are more than welcome. New callers especially. I'd love to hear from everybody, but new callers especially. Share with us what's on your heart and mind. You have a prayer request, a testimony. You want to share something that happened to you that's really wonderful. Whatever it is, you call us up and share tonight. It's our chance to do it. First time in a long time. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Tonight's your night to speak your mind and share with what's on your heart and mind. We serve a great God, folks. We do. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You want to say so tonight? It's your chance to speak to the whole world. Back at the break. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. And I want to tell you this, too. I hope it's good news. I'm working right now on a third volume of the books I've been writing. I've got volume one and two out. Working on volume three. Hopefully out in the next few months. I'll let y'all know what it is. Some of y'all seem to enjoy the books, and they're just written in hillbilly, down-to-earth teachings, nothing fancy. But it's just something I felt led to do. I've written, I guess, about five or six books now. Not very big ones. They're not, not novels or anything like that. But they're trying to be simple Bible teachings. And the volume three of the series I started, hopefully I'll have ready to send to a printer and everything, a publisher, and within a month or two. But I'll let y'all know that. Okay, we're hoping to get it done soon. It just takes a little bit of effort and time and a lot of writing and a lot of prayerful consideration what our God wants me to say to the people. And I hope that you, when I get them out and available, you'll like them, you'll get a copy of it. We'll let someone out. But anyway, before we go to our phone calls, I want to tell you this before we go to phone calls, because I think we all need from time to time to realize, maybe more than we ever have, we need to think about it. Not just our responsibilities in Christ, not just our duties to Christ and to those around us, but the privilege of being called a child of the living God. And knowing that by the grace of our Savior, we have become joint heirs with our Savior. We've been given the power to become the sons and the daughters of the living God. We've been given eternal life in us now, not just when we pass away. Eternal life abides in us right now if we're born again. And we've been born again and set aside to His purpose. If we've been converted and living in His faith and His word and by His Spirit, eternal life abides in us already. I have seen a lot of people who love the Lord over my lifetime. In order to get them, more see it. who were not afraid to die. They just went to sleep. I know some who were really in great fear of crossing over because they were not ready to meet their Maker. Folks, we serve a powerful, loving, but a God that demands holiness, not perfection in us, He knows that, but holiness in our love for Him, our non-compromising love for Him. Now, I'm going to share this. It's been put on my heart. I'm not going to tell you it's biblical by any means, but it's been put on my heart just recently. I'll probably do a writing on sometime in the very near future. In the Roman times when Christ walked the earth, Rome was a lot like America. Matter of fact, America modeled a lot of its government after Rome. Even its architecture is governed after the Roman Empire. And the Catholic Church also. Nonetheless, in Rome, there was a very multicultural society, just like it is in America. And that was eventually what caused the downfall of Rome, by the way. But in Rome, you could practice any religion you liked with only a couple stipulations. One is you had to be faithful to what the government said as far as obeying the laws of the government, paying your taxes, and obeying the rules. They had military SWAT teams back then also. But the main thing that they demanded, Caesar demanded, is that only one time a year, just one time a year, take 5 or 10 minutes and burn incense to Caesar and say, yes, Caesar is the king. Caesar is the king. You have to do that once a year. And Caesar lets you go. You go back to practice. You worship the moon, the sun, the stars. They didn't care. The only group that wouldn't do that, because they couldn't do it, were the Christians. That's why they were under such heavy persecution on the Roman Empire. Fed to the lions, nailed to crosses, sawed asunder, boiled, slayed with a sword. Because they would not, even once a year for 5 or 10 minutes, burn incense to another god, to another king that they would have to say is greater than their god. They couldn't do it. That is called idolatry. They couldn't do it. But so if they would have, they could have got along with the rest of them. You see, this is what got Christ in trouble. He said there's another king, another kingdom greater than Caesar. And the false church hated him for it because they were living quite well under their Roman government. I mean, the Rome didn't mind that they went to church and went to synagogue. They didn't mind. But as you read the scripture, the Pharisees and Sadducees hated Christ for shaking up their playhouse. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to look, do some research on it, pray a lot longer on it, too. Matthew 7, you find where Christ is talking about the straight and narrow path and the broad path that leads to destruction. And people come to him and said, Lord, Lord, we have fed the hungry, we've healed the sick, we've raised the dead, we've done many things in your name. And Christ said, apart from me, I never knew you. Now these people, I don't think were faking. I think they really thought that they were Christians. They really thought they were following Christ. They said, Lord, 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 look what we've done in your name. Look what we've done. We've done many great works in your name. And he said, I never knew you. And I had to wonder this. Because I was part of this at one time. When the 501c3 corporation that call themselves churches come together once a year with the business meeting, with the trustees and everybody else there and the treasurer, and they report to the state once a year about their property and the estimated value of the property and all that, and they bow to Caesar just briefly. They just do that briefly. An hour or so, an hour and a half a year, they turn in the reports of the church property to Caesar, so they can approve that the church can operate another year. They can approve their tax number and exemption, and they go on and be a church another year. That's what they do, folks. I know. I was pastor of those churches. I wonder if that's the same thing as the churches in Rome, if they would have bowed to Caesar for just one time a year. And said he was king. Could these be the people that did many great works, fed the hungry, sent out missionaries, did all these things in the name of the Lord? He said, depart from me, I never knew you. Is that possible? That's just my thought. Okay? Let's go to phone calls. Like I said, let's go first to our friend Gary in Indiana. Gary, welcome.
I haven't moved to Indiana yet, Butch, but...
I'm sorry, Arizona. I'm sorry. Well, you're getting closer anyway. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, you know, I wanted to say something about the inactive church, because that's what it is. If it is truly a church, the body of Jesus Christ, you know, it's one thing to say I am a Christian. It's another thing to behave like one.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, I found that out, you know, because I went to all these churches here just to try to get somebody to help me to save lives, babies' lives. But it's bigger than that, you know, because people will say that that's wrong, you know, for a person to abort their baby. You know, but it's that, but that's where it stops. They say that, but they do nothing to save that, to save life, the baby's life.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to piggyback off of that. Everybody knows that in these, especially in these Democrat cities, that these kids are killing each other. Black on black crime. You know, I mean, it's horrendous, and it has been horrendous for the last 20 years,
yes.
And nobody has done anything to stop it. Well, see, God sees all of this. He sees these kids are killing each other. Now, they're killing each other because they did not come from Christian homes. We threw God out of school. We
Amen.
Threw God out of all public expression. So what you do when that happens is these kids, they go to the streets, and they end up taking dope, selling dope for profit. And then they argue over who gets to make the profits, either this gang or this gang, and they end up shooting themselves. And not only they are killing themselves, but they're killing all kind of innocent people around them. Now, having said that, everybody who says that they are a Christian and goes to church knows that. They've heard it on the radio or on the television sometime. But they all come up with the same thing. They all know that the shedding of innocent blood will destroy a nation. And they will acknowledge in that. The thing is, they do nothing to stop it.
True.
You know, all, and I don't want to take too much time here. All things that have happened in this nation over the last several years, you know, let's just say the last 80 years, you know, women wanted to vote, so they went to the streets and they protested, and guess what? They got the vote.
Right.
You know, people wanted prayer taken out of the school, so what did they do? They went to the streets, they went to the courts, and they took prayer out of school.
That's
didn't stop there. Then they wanted the Ten Commandments taken out of school. They went to the street, they went to the courts, and Ten Commandments were taken out of the school. And also all public expression. They were taking them off of public property. Now, that's because people went to the streets. See, they wanted to do what they wanted to do, and they put their feet to that and did that. The church has been a reactor instead of an actor. The apostles in the book of Acts, that's why they name it Acts. It is the Acts of the Apostles.
Yes.
They went to the streets. They went to the highways. They went to the byways. They went to the marketplace. They went to the workplace. They went all each and every one of those people making disciples of men. And the wicked things were reacting to them. They weren't reacting to the wickedness going on. They were spreading righteousness, and the evil people had to deal with them.
That's right.
See, we need we need people to go to the streets. See, everybody can do something. Everybody can do something. Wear a mouth. Talk to other people. Go to the streets. Declare Jesus Christ to be life, and he came to give us life and will give it to us more abundantly. Stand up for life. That's all I'm asking them to do. stand up for life. You say you believe in Jesus Christ who gave his life so you could have life. Go ahead, Butch. Right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk over you. I have a hard time hearing you sometimes.
That's all right. No problem. Just stand for truth, and life is truth. You know, that's important. We don't have to be loud and braggadocious. We just have to speak the truth. And that's all you have to do. But most people, Gary, are scared to death to offend somebody.
I'm going to tell you, Butch, I got to deal with it every Wednesday and every Sunday.
I know you do.
We're on the street every Wednesday and every Sunday. And you know something, Butch? On a Saturday, we have a trades and sales show here. And it's a small community, really. You know, so most people will listen to that. You know, it's on at like 8:30 in the morning, and they will listen to that. Now, I've been on there several times, and I'll ask people to come out and stand with us, either pastors or just people that care. Over the last 4 months, you know how many people showed up? Take a guess.
How many?
One.
Wouldn't have any idea. One?
One. And I talked with him.
Wow.
And so on and so forth, but I haven't seen him again either. So it isn't like people don't know. They do know. They always want somebody else to do something. And instead of taking the old saying, the bull by the horns, and doing it yourself. Now, you quoted Acts there, the Hall of Fame of Faith. Those people put their life on the line for the one who gave his life for them. Now, I will close, Butch, and let somebody else get on, and I don't want to monopolize.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for your faithfulness to Christ and the unborn baby. Let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's go talk to Greg. Greg, welcome. Come on in.
Did you happen to catch the statewide Metro News talk line program this morning?
No, I don't. I've raised some ever listened to it. I'm doing other things. What was saying?
They had, you know, this host is Hoppy Kersival. He's fairly popular in media in West Virginia. They had two guests on, one from DHHR and another one from the government health czar or whatever, and they are going to begin sending teams out to neighborhoods in West Virginia with low vaccination rates.
And doing what?
And,
I did hear that. Promoting the vaccinations, I know that, yes. Trying to get people to get vaccinated, yes.
Exactly, and the host asked these people, how do you know who's been or who's not been vaccinated? And the fellow said, oh, we know who you are. Now, that's very, very frightening to me.
Right in your face.
A person who does not believe in being vaccinated. They're going to come out to my house and to your house, to everybody's house who is, they call, vaccine hesitant, and they're going to do their best. And they're going to keep coming. If you send them away one time, they're going to come back. Police state, as you were talking about the other night?
Guarantee it is. Yeah, it's coming to a head eventually. No doubt about it.
I would like for you to listen to that interview, though. You can always get it on their podcast, you know, and because they go into more detail than I have here. But it's really, they're going to start knocking on doors. So.
Well, I want to say, I mean, what can I say? I refuse it, and we'll see what happens then, because I'm not going to do it. I can't do
it.
It's against my Christian conviction. I can't do it, and I don't know but what it isn't going to lead to a lot more things than we even know about. It's not really a vaccine way, and it's not. It's never been approved, so they can't legally force it. You know that.
The way they came across, they're not going to take no for an answer. They mentioned the word confrontation a couple of times, and I was in a hurry. I was in a hurry to get out of the house early in the morning, but I didn't, you know, pay attention to a whole lot of it. But from what I heard, it frightened me. I'm going to go back to the website and check out that interview again, just so I can really pin down what, you know, what all the points that they made, because I guess eventually they're just going to come to your house and say, you know, take the shot.
Well, we'll see what happens. All I can say, I don't look for everybody to fall in line with that. They might be surprised at what our people are going to refuse that. I hate to see it come to that, brother. But thanks for the heads up. Now, are you a first-time caller?
Well, actually, I listen to you quite a bit. I'm a ham radio operator, and a lot of times I'll flip over to the WWCR frequencies, you know.
Okay.
Shortwave frequencies, and sometimes I even catch you online when I'm away from my radio. So, yeah, I'm an avid listener, and I've called maybe once or twice during the
Okay, great.
Your,
great.
Your
Thank you. Now, what part of the state are you in?
I'm in McDowell County.
McDowell County. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Good hearing from you, Greg. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Goodbye.
God bless my friend. Thank you. I love that. Thank you. Man, that's, folks, it's heading to that everywhere you go. Let's go now to talk to our brother Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to serve Jesus.
Amen.
And live for him. Are you still offering your message of the mass to the mark?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I am.
What do I need to do to get that? Or just, I tried to call a couple times. But
nobody answered it. Really? That's unusual. Did you call the 800 number?
Yeah, I called today, actually, and I left a message, but nobody got back with me. But I'd like to get that message.
Sure, yeah, no problem. It's 4 hours long. Send donation what you think it's worth, brother. What do you think it's worth?
Okay. And just right. And you'll just send it to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Another thing, I wanted to tell you this. I work for the local school district part time here in Arlington, Texas. And I'm watching these kids are being social distancing, right? But they're 6 feet apart, but they're going, you know, behind each other, and they're going through the same door. They're
right.
All wearing masks, and then once they get through the door, they get their forehead scanned. So this is really, I can see them being conditioned right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
they're being conditioned to.
Unbelievable.
It's a police state. It really is a police state.
Yeah, I see it every day. This is happening. These kids are being conditioned to take the mark. So we're in really
bad shape.
Frightening times right now. But
we truly are, Matt.
I'll send you a donation. I'd like to get that message. And,
all right, that'd be great. Yeah. Well, I had some more. As a matter of fact, the producer just gave me a bunch more of them this past weekend. I need to start mentioning those again. He gave me a bunch more of them. Folks, The Mask to the Mark is a 4-hour DVD or CD, but I think you'll get DVD. And donation of whatever you think's worth, $15-$20, we'd appreciate it because we have to ship them out of here. We've got to get them made. I think you'll find it very much worth your while. And Matt, I want to thank you for what you do. And thanks for the magazine you put out once a month. Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's a privilege to do the Lord's work, and I just hope. Somebody make it to heaven.
Well, it's a team effort. We all work together at this. We're all part of the body of Christ and the family of Christ. We have to work together, don't we?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Yes, thank you so much. Okay.
All right.
Let's go. All right. Let's go now to New Mexico. Let's talk to Mick. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
What's up?
Oh, you missed the show on your National Intel Report with John Statmiller.
Okay.
Sure, here. It's the last second hour. Y'all hear it.
Okay. Don't know if it gets you, but what was it about?
He is a list of all the people who's been causing our problems since day one there in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. You know, Mick, if you look at our country, it doesn't take an educated man to see it if you just look and see. You can see the influences of a lot of wickedness from all over the world in America. As I mentioned before, we are, as the Roman was in the way our nation's run, we have Rome architecture here, which is the Catholic Church headship. We see the Zionists coming in and take over businesses, and we're seeing all this. America has been infiltrated on purpose because the church has been blind and stupid.
Yeah. Who destroyed the Roman Empire? Who destroyed the Greek Empire? Same people. It's always been the same people.
We're going to see America's crumbling. We're watching crumble from the inside out right now. We have been for a long time. Sad but true. When the morals are gone, there's nothing left. Amika, thank you. Right out of time. Anything else you want to say?
Sure. That'll be it.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right, folks, tomorrow night we're going to have with Millie Seastrom. We're going to discuss finances tomorrow night. Yeah, I know. Well, it's not important. Yes, important. You got to eat, too. Matter of fact, it's getting so bad because people are living off government so much right now. The socialistic states are really definitely here. That's the system right here. Well, we've got to take one more call. We'll say very quick that people around here cannot find workers, even to drive oil trucks to get gas hauled in or work in a trash supply, because people are making more unemployment than they are offering jobs. They don't want to work, so that they cannot find workers here to drive a gasoline truck to haul gasoline to service stations, nor can they find enough people at Tractor Supply to work at a little store next to where I live. It's amazing. Darryl, PA, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Butch. And unfortunately, today, compromise and the deadly poison of ecumenism is the norm in America, and not standing for historic truth that the Albigensian Christians, Waldensian Christians, and the initial reformers, the real Protestants that really protested, that isn't happening today. So I appreciate your caller that stands for life. I appreciate your stand for life. One of the best ways to support Call to Decision Ministries and Pastor Butch and get smart while you're doing it is to get some of his great information tools that he carries at Call to Decision Ministries. And I'm holding right now in my hands his volume 2, and I would urge you to get volume 1 and volume 2 and volume 3 when it comes out, The Words of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word. Pastor Butch has written two of those very tremendous books, his later ones, and I would urge you to get them. He's not a hillbilly. He may be a hillbilly, but he doesn't write like a hillbilly. These things are, it's super, super good truth, so I'd urge you to get those. Also, his Webster's 1828 Dictionary, it uses as examples Bible verses, so try to get that. He has a 411-page paperback book called The Grand Design Exposed that he's selling for $10 postpaid, I believe.
Yes.
You can't beat a deal like that, and it'll tell you about the early history of America. And then there's a book he doesn't carry, but it's called Billy Graham and His Friends. It's carried by Chick Publications. It's written by a Dr. Kathy Burns in my Pennsylvania neighborhood, and it exposes all of these phony, baloney compromisers like Franklin Graham and the others that are all lining up saying to take the shot. So
Amen.
Thank you for your
all
great
right,
work,
dear.
And pick up those books.
Thank you, dear. God bless you. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night tonight and good day tomorrow. Stand for Christ. Don't compromise, please. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.